on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Theater critic Jay Wynn Russick is with me this morning. She's been to see The Little Mermaid. It's at the Olney Theater Center. Now, The Little Mermaid, Judy, is making its area professional premiere at the Olney Theater Center.
That's right.
The musical is based on that famous 1989 Disney movie. That's my daughter's vintage, so I'm very familiar with that. I mean, like, really familiar with that. Besides being performed live, how does this stage show differ from that wonderful movie?
Well, the movie and the stage show, Tom, as you know, are both based on Hans Christian Andersen's fairy tale about a mermaid named Ariel who falls in love with a human. There's one difference in the show, which has a script by Pulitzer Prize winner Doug Wright, is that he's added a reality TV kind of contest in which Prince Eric, the object of Ariel's affections, is supposed to choose his bride. And another difference is that the villainess, Ursula the Octopus, is Ariel's aunt, so that connection raises the stakes. So there are some changes. The movie was co-produced and had lyrics by Baltimore's own Howard Ashman, who sadly died 2 years after it was released. I'd love to have seen what more Howard Ashman might have done with it.
Yeah, there was great music and lyrics. So lots of stage versions of movies have some new songs. How about this one?
There are lots of new songs, including some new numbers for Ariel. You probably remember she trades her beautiful singing voice for legs to transform her into a human. And so I guess, figuring you can't have a musical with a mute heroine, they gave her songs to sing her thoughts. I went to the show with a pair of 9-year-old twins, big fans of Little Mermaid, and they just didn't get that. That device that you hear, for example, in the song Beyond My Wildest Dreams doesn't really work for kids.
It's like my life was wrong, and somehow now at last I'm in my own skin, up here in the world above.
Beyond My Wildest Dreams, one of the new tunes in the stage version of The Little Mermaid. So, Judy, a great deal of The Little Mermaid obviously takes place underwater. How do they pull that off at the Olney Theater?
Well, it's not a big fish tank, I'll tell you that.
But That's good to know.
The design is really lovely. They deliberately tried not to make this look like the cartoon. It's closer to the approach that Julie Taymor took in The Lion King than to something that's deliberately Disney-fied like Beauty and the Beast. For example, they use long expanses of silk stretched across the stage and waving up and down to be the sea. That's an Asian stage technique. There's some wonderful puppets by a woman named Andrea Moore, jellyfish that are huge umbrellas and a gigantic purple and orange stingray puppet in Under the Sea and schools of fish on rods. But probably my favorite design element, the thing that is almost worth seeing on its own, are the costumes by designer Pei Li. Ariel's friend Flounder, who's a very playful kind
Love
of
Flounder.
Guy, yes, he wears a yellow hoodie and sweats with fins. And Ursula, the octopus, wears a huge black neoprene skirt. That's the material they make divers' suits out of. And it has tentacles descending from the waist and arms that are also tentacles. That said, I have to say that the mermaid costumes, which have both feet and tails, are a little bit clumsy.
Okay, well, you know, as mermaid costumes are prone to be, right? How can you have a non-clumsy mermaid costume? But anyway, now the movie, of course, which all, you know, even kids of this generation know pretty well, had some really big names voicing the characters. Buddy Hackett was in that movie, Pat Carroll. And so these characters have become iconic for children, and they associate them with those voices. So what happens when other voices are on stage at the Olney Theater?
Well, the voices and the performances are kind of a mixed bag, more the performances. Lara Zinn, who plays Ariel, and Joe Chisholm, who plays Prince Eric, both seem a little too old, and there isn't much chemistry between them, so the show kind of bogs down. For example, they have a big romantic dance scene, One Step Closer. They also play these roles very seriously. That spirit of fun and play is not really present in Ariel. But I have to say, Donna Migliaccio is terrific as in terrifying, as Ursula. This is one of Disney's great villainesses, and she just has a ball with it. And I also got a kick out of one of Ariel's sidekicks, Clark Young, who plays Scuttle the Seagull, who squawks some of his lines and he spouts malapropisms. He also has one of the funniest new numbers, a song called Positivity, that he performs with a chorus of tap dancing seagulls.
And once you heard that word, there ain't nothing you can't do. So let that positivity work for you.
Positivity? Why, there's no such word.
Oh, but there
quiz, it's right in the dictionary between popsicle and pre-hysterical.
Positivity from The Little Mermaid. Now, you mentioned that a couple of other Disney movies, animated movies, have turned into big stage musicals like Lion King, Julie Taymor. That's still running on Broadway, I guess, right? And is this the same for The Little Mermaid? Does it work as a stage show?
Well, Lion King is definitely a show that all ages can enjoy. And I have to say, Little Mermaid is not the first Broadway musical to be made out of Hans Christian Andersen's story. Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flaherty did a Caribbean version back in 1990 called Once on This Island that was a much more sophisticated treatment. At Olney, director Mark Waldrop does his best with the material. There's a comic shell game played by the prince's chef with Sebastian the crab popping up out of plate covers. And there's some very funny wordplay. Ursula uses the phrase squid pro quo. But Disney's But Disney's Little Mermaid at heart is really a show for kids. The best way to see it is to do what I did. Take some children with you, ideally girls, and see it through their eyes.
All right, theater critic Jay Wynn Russick. Judy, always a pleasure to see you. We'll see you next Monday.
Pleasure, Tom.
A Little Mermaid continues at the Olney Theater Center through December 28th. We've got all the information on our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. It's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us. More after the news.
Under the sea, darling, it's better down when it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we're devoting full time to floating under the sea.